Hello. It is terrific to be joining you all for another 2SER Book Club. I love bringing you these books. Last week, I told you I had an absolute page turner. I've done it again. I finished this book in just a couple of days and fell in love. Today, I've got Ernest Price's The Pyramid of Needs. Ernest Price is a transgender man. He is a teacher in Nam, Melbourne, and his writing has been published by Queer Stories and Overland. The Pyramid of Needs was his debut novel. So Linda is ready to hit the big time. The fact that there aren't a lot of 70-year-olds going viral just means it will be even more sensational when she does. She's a young 70 anyway, barely even 60 really, and TikTok takes 10 off 10 years. The fame is important, and viral clicks can't help but lead to more sales of her Supreme Self supplements. Yes, Linda is one live stream away from fame and fortune, and nothing can stand in her way. Jack is living his best life as a teacher, or at least he's trying to, when his older sister Alice gives him a call. Alice and Jack's mother has taken a fall. Apparently she was live streaming at their home in Noosa and tripped over a garden rake. Alice insists they fly up to Queensland and look after their parents, but Jack hasn't spoken to Linda since he came out as a trans man more than 10 years ago. Alice can talk to him about regret, but why does he have to put himself at risk for the family who rejected him? The Pyramid of Needs is a dark and insightful comedy about family dynamics that takes an unflinching look at what it means to be trans in a world where your very humanity can be leveraged for clicks and hate online. The novel throws us immediately into Linda's delusion that she will make it, fame, fortune, the whole shebang, if only she can leverage her downline to maximize subscribers before month's end. See, Linda is into pyramid schemes. At least that's what the haters call them. In Linda, we're presented with the triumph of individualism about to breathe its last gasp. Linda has been manifesting success for so long, she has not only ignored her son for 10 years, she might even be leveraging Jack's transition for clout. We are not meant to love Linda, probably not even meant to like her, but we are meant to understand what Jack has gone through to be who he is. The novel counterpoints Linda's narrative with Jack's more balanced, albeit anxious, storytelling. Jack knows this trip is a bad idea, but like so many a Shakespearean tragic hero before him, he must go along for the ride. The action of the Pyramid of Needs is in the brilliant interplay between the Kelly family as they try, or perhaps fumble, towards family unity. Even as Alice tries to negotiate some sort of détente, Linda manoeuvres the siblings to become props in her next big live stream event. The parallels between Linda's pyramid scheme fetish and her life as a Noosa influencer in all its smoke and mirrors glory are clear. What the novel also cleverly shows us is how Linda tries to marshal that same level of self-delusion to reshape Jack's reality and his life since his transition. The novel shows us the personal pain and struggle as Jack faces his mother misgendering and deadnaming him. We get to see inside Jack's world, where he works to be a good person, the sort of teacher he never had, but also must deal with the loneliness and difficulty of the damage from his youth. I loved The Pyramid of Needs in its darkness and in its light. It has an ending I won't quickly forget. And in Jack, we have a character who grabs your heart almost as quickly as Linda tries to poison it with vitriol. So The Pyramid of Needs is fantastic. I devoured this book. I thoroughly recommend it. And even better, The Pyramid of Needs, it's out this week. So run, don't walk to your local bookstore. My name's Andrew Popel. Join me on Final Draft every Saturday. Ernest Price, the author of The Pyramid of Needs, will be appearing in a couple of weeks' time, so that is one to look forward to. But of course, till then, happy reading, and bye for now.